Very interesting Kaba Yashar in Perek Tzadivav. He's talking about the number of the Nerot Hanukkah. This is we name Mispara Nerot Shal Hanukkah Hem Lamidvav Ushmona Shamashim plus the 8 Shamashim that you light every night. Menhagan Shal Yisrael Torah Shamanhag Nitinet Shamash Hamadlik Limala Manerot Shal Hanukkah. Usually the Shamash they put higher than the other Nerot. The Rem is the Dabar, he says, Serafim Omdim Mima'allo. He's calling the Saraf is the candle. Omdim Mima'allo is higher than the law. Law is the Lamed Vav, law higher than the 36 candles. Bimken, Lefize Yesh Kedusha Gedulai Gamken Banerot Shel Hashamashim. So the Kav wants to say that there's a Kedusha to the Shamash. Asherem Yoter Ksat Gedulim, Minanesh Hanukkah. And he goes on to say, "Mikan tereh pegam, mashiraiti ba'avonoten v'rabim shelo ba'am noagim shelokim ner shemash v'nerubosim neoro eskehod." Says they're using the shemash for personal benefit. Akava Vadya is shocked by this Kaba Yashar. Actually, on page Kav in Hazon Vadya Kuf Bet, and the footnote on the bottom, he quotes the Kav on the bottom, the footnote Tet Zayin. And he says, "V'noraot nefleti." I'm shocked. Sha'ide remez kal, because he found the remez of serafim omdim mima'alo, which is a pasuk which is not talking about the shamosh; it's talking about the angels. But he made a derash. Hotzi alacha muzara zu. He came out with such a strange ruling. Sheyesh la shamash kedusha yoter mekol nerot Hanukkah, veze eno ki lo na'asah shamash ela kedei shemishtamshu ledavar hareshut. The only reason why we have the shamash is an insurance. That just in case we benefit from the nerot, we say we're not benefiting from the nerot, it's the shamash we're benefiting from. So therefore we're okay. What's Kedusha Mordechi? Ul'olam en bo kedusha kelal umutar gamur l'shtamesh bo lechol devrei cholin. Therefore the rabbi says it's permissible to use the shamash for all devrei cholin v'ze pashut. Barur. And he brings out from a sefer called the Tibi'am that also brought this Kaba Yashar down B'tama alav kemo shekatavti. He says ve'lo echachet, but I cannot deny ki ra'iti b'sefer ben ishchai parashat v'yeshev ot yuddalet shekatav asu l'shtamesh te'ora aval le'or ner ha'nosaf mutav. Now when he said or ha'nosaf u'bevaday ha'kavana ner ha'shamash achosif v'yesh machmirim gam b'ner ha'nosaf. So the Beit Yishchai did say an opinion that the Machmir not to benefit from the Ner HaNosaf. Olam, besides what he said, En mi shemachmir l'shtemesh b'Ner HaNosaf shu ha-shamash, ela shenaiti sh'arav sh'alei teshuvah, katav l'chaura lo sagi b'shamash yachad, shemachad shekon nerot Hanukkah me'irim azim me'od yikarot b'chol ha-bayit, or ha-shamash batel l'gabayu. Some want to say that if you have many candles, the shamash is only one, so therefore that's not going to undo the other candles. So if you're going to be benefiting, you're probably benefiting from the majority of the candles, not the one candle. You should light as many shemashim as many candles there are. That's what he wants to say from the Sharei Tereshuvah. V'shuv daha. Shadiyan ze et tosef danon achshav keikam nerot shalom nusvim em bayim chumla kol kach v'eshuvus leoram. In any event, the kol makom, kivan sheyesh or ha-shamash, bottom line, since you have some whole light lighting over there, we say that that's where you're benefiting from. And therefore, the ma'aseh, the rabbi writes over here on top, Ner ha-shamash shel ner Hanukkah hu ner shel chol gamur, ve'en bo kedusha klal, ve'rasha'im neshtamesh bo lechol devar ha-reshut.